This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Playing Omar Khan on Najee because of the Dulac report. Najee's agent and the Steelers meeting at the combine. And more than just that, the added nugget here, the golden nugget, if you will, Tomlin wants Najee back. It doesn't sound like it's just being polite to a player you drafted in the first round and is dependable and that he plays all the time. A running back that is durable, which is an important value or quality for a running back. And so not just paying that lip service or just going through the motions, the head coach wants him back. And as we've learned in this organization, what Mike Tomlin wants, he tends to get. So this to me is very concerning information. There are a couple of things the Steelers could do to get this offseason player-wise off to a wretched start. One of them would be re-signing Najee Harris. And the scuttlebutt there at the combine, as far as discussed numbers, we have even some numbers here being bandied about. Numbers have been thrown out there.
Hate it when a number gets bandied.
And the number that is apparently something the Steelers are receptive to. This is not Najee's camp, but a number that would be okay for the Steelers. 3 years, $20 million.
Which is essentially what? What was the fifth-year option going to be? Six point what?
Pretty,
six, seven.
Donnie, do you know the exact?
Like 6-7, wasn't it?
Exact Najee Harris fifth-year option number?
If it was 6-7, 3 years, $20 million is almost identical to here's the fifth-year option three times.
I don't have it up. I thought it was a little bit more than that.
I could have swore it was. I know it's in the sixes. I know the number is not out of the sixes. So I know it's not more than 6.999999.
I don't like to rip people for things that are not, that haven't happened. My wife does that sometimes with me, where she's sometimes guessing correctly, but she's already getting on my case for something she thinks I'm going to do wrong before it happens. And I'm like, well, can you at least wait for me to make this mistake before you get on my ass about it?
And maybe so, she's hoping that correctly predicting that you're about to do something will stop you from actually doing it.
All right, so are we doing that with the Steelers
incorrect
right now by ripping them for this, that by pointing out they've met, the head coach wants it, and there is a number that is palatable for them that they're not opposed to? Is that enough for us to slam them?
I feel like it's fair to slam them for the idea that they would even be interested at all in him coming back.
Because I
just the principle of the thing.
I agree. I want to put him, Najee, in the Dan Moore, James Daniels category. Guys that are not even on the radar.
I want him in
the rearview
mirror, and I can't see him
anymore in
the rearview.
Broderick Jones to left tackle. Finally, we get to close the idiotic Dan Moore Jr. book. James Daniels, we heard Omar Khan sing the praises of Mason McCormick. See you later. And I thought Najee Harris would fall into the same category, but Tomlin's got a crush on him. He's got a thing for him.
Which is weird because it seemed for a while like he really had fallen out of love with the idea of the big physical feature back because he was giving Jaylen Warren a lot more agency in their offense.
The playing time would back that up. Right. It was not a back for all seasons approach like he used to do with Le'Veon. Last 4 years, so since Najee's come into the league, there are only four running backs with more rushing yards than him. Donnie, can you name all four?
Four guys with more rushing yards than Najee since he came into the league?
Yes, very good multitasking because our boss was talking your ear off while this conversation was being had.
He has 4,312 yards rushing in his career, so
you
there's your
benchmark.
You can
chew gum and walk at the same time. You have Craig yapping.
Something Pony's very worried about being able to do when he has to take over your job.
Oh, you should be. Well, don't worry. He won't end up having to do it.
Don't take such a defeatist. Don't pull a Mulsey here and like what we're just talking about.
We know that another phenomenal idea from the mind of me is going to go by the wayside. Like the fan combine I want to happen.
that got shot down today? I didn't know that.
It didn't get shot down.
But now it's a little late. I mean, the actual combine's going on. It wouldn't be topical anymore.
But what you need to do in this building, I think what you need to learn is you need to convince certain people that your idea is merely their idea, and then they'll execute it. That's how you got to play this game.
I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
One for one. Pony, what are you doing?
I'm giving him a thumbs up.
Okay, we work in radio. There's a YouTube audience that can see a thumbs up. Everybody else has no idea what you're saying.
Well, I didn't stop him.
Henry is one.
They would be able to ascertain that I was giving him credit for it.
Barkley.
Yep.
I think there's a should be an obvious one. I think.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm missing
guy
a
who
huge
just
one.
Jumped teams, and I think.
Oh, why not just give him the answer, Chris? You want to give
clearly
him his last
it didn't help
name
him that
and college
much.
He played at? While you're at it, too.
I feel like Jacob should be one.
Yes, because
three.
Chris gave it away with that golden.
Well, he
clue.
Also had a massive year in Oakland or Vegas.
Fourth one is the hardest one.
They say the waiting is the hardest part.
Tom Petty said that.
There was a young woman at the event last night. What a blast that was, who came up in a Tom Petty shirt and said, I love it when you guys play Tom Petty back from breaks. And I said, thank you.
I'm trying to think of which Tom Petty song we have American Girl instrumental.
I was so high that I ran into a concert without a ticket to see Tom Petty.
Favorite Tom Petty song?
Learning to Fly.
I like where he goes, running down a dream. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na.
That's a great
one. Who's the fourth one?
Let me actually try to guess it, if you don't mind.
You've already looked at the list, and you're just pretending
to
guess.
No, I have not. No, I had a
strong feeling. Well, then how did you know Jacobs was right?
Wait a minute. You're not just, like, going to give me the credit that I have, like, a brain and can probably guess Josh Jacobs?
Also, Won't Back Down is a really good Tom Petty song.
Yeah, I'm not going to back down here. I want to pick the right answer here. The name that actually sprang to mind, believe it or not, was Mixon.
Wrong.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor.
I would have just guessed injuries, but yeah, when he's healthy, he balls.
That's it. Four running backs last year got $7 million or more per season on the open market. Jacobs, Barkley, and then DeAndre Swift in Chicago and Tony Pollard with the, five guys did, because Henry too. Pollard and Henry. So five guys got at least $7 million. Najee is not in the Henry, Barkley, or Jacobs category, but if DeAndre Swift and Tony Pollard can get seven, that's probably what he's thinking. And that's why I'm guessing the Steelers would come in at right around 20. Like, hey, give us a little bit of a hometown discount, guy. But my strategy would just be to say, this is a loaded running back class. Let's get a young running back. But the reporting around it seems to me, like even before Dulac put out this story about the Steelers and Najee today, what did Jeff tell us yesterday and last week? They like Chubb. There seems to be an interest in getting a veteran back. And I think it's somebody in Najee that you can set your watch by. Whereas with Jaylen Warren, there's injuries there. He's fumbled a few times. And I'm guessing like Mike has
I think the fumbles are why Jalen Warren's off Mike's radar. I think he can't trust him. It's turnovers. We know what Mike feels about turnovers. That's like the most evil thing you can
do to
him.
But he is constantly nicked up too.
Well, he's not a big man, and he runs with a style that invites pain for him and for whoever's trying to tackle him. And Najee takes the ball every game. You know what I would love to go through? So you name the four backs, and they're all big-name backs. You know, two of them just had outrageously great seasons. It's more a testament to Najee's durability that he's fifth on that list, Pony, because it's certainly not a testament to, like, explosiveness. He has averaged 63.4 yards per game his career. I would love to know, I'm trying to dig it up right now, where that would actually put him in the last 4 years in just terms of rush yards per game.
Much lower.
I bet you it's way lower, and I look at his 3.9 per carry, and for qualifying runners, I bet you in those 4 years, he's even lower. It's just, Hoagie, our buddy Hoagie, we saw Zach and his lovely wife last night at the Fan 50th Anniversary Show.
She loves pro wrestling just as much as him, which had to be a huge turn-on for Hoagie, and would be a huge turn-on for Donnie, given his love of pro wrestling. And they're going to Iceland and Fiji for honeymoon trips. Congratulations on all their success. Donnie, is that what you and Sarah are going to do? Iceland and Fiji.
I don't know if
very different places.
List.
They might drink Fiji water somewhere and have ice cream.
Something beachy would be.
John Football.
Fiji's beachy.
John Football suggested Uniontown or Bell Vernon.
A fire hole somewhere?
Potential.
No, I can see spots. John Football going, you guys got to go somewhere nice, Don. Deep Creek. I can just see him with a straight face saying Deep Creek. I hope he texts you and tells
Lake
you that I'm...
Chautauqua.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
No, but Hoagie said it. As soon as we like brought this idea up, this idea that Mike Tomlin really likes Najee Harrison, that there's real legs here, he said the Steelers are the definition of insanity. The only difference, I guess, right, if you say this, the fifth year was like 6 point something, and this essentially is three of those stacked on top of each other, that
probably only about half of it guaranteed.
Right,
would be
so the
my
guarantee
guess.
Is less, but like it's honestly, man, it just does not. It's not even about the numbers here for me. It is just the principle of the thing. What did this player show you as far as being part of winning efforts? You guys know how many games he had over 80 yards after he had his little three-game burst of 100 yards in a row? Rest of the year. He went Raiders, Jets, Giants, three straight 100-yard games.
Over 80? I'm going to say zero.
Correct. He touched 75 one time. That was
Cincinnati
it.
Cincinnati game?
Yes.
The first one?
Then he had 74 pretty meaninglessly, ultimately, in that blowout loss to KC. He was an extremely ineffective back after three big games.
I feel like the adjective pedestrian gets thrown around with running back more than any other position for whatever reason. And I think if you look up pedestrian in the football dictionary, he is the face that's next to that position. Just a guy. Just a dude that takes the ball. Like, maybe that's why Tomlin likes him. I can take out a Sharpie and I can put him in for double-digit carries and 50-something rushing yards every game, and then I can mix in my Jalen Warren, and if I get a better offensive line here...
Oh, that's clearly what they think. We're going to fix our line, and suddenly you're going to see a new Najee Harris. Except, we saw Najee Harris in college with a great offensive line, put up big numbers, but still shows zero explosiveness.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.